Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Written by Dara Liz, read by Chaos Cure. Contrary to popular opinion, Dex was usually not a fan of summers. There was no hockey, either to play or watch. It's hot as balls out, and every Sunday morning he's stuck out in that heat selling pies to the pretentious customers at the farmer's market because Biddy asked and it's impossible to say no to Biddy. Biddy wasn't the friend he was expecting when he moved away from home a few years ago. Dex was in desperate need of a job, and Biddy was in desperate need of someone to fix one of his ovens. One oven turned into tuning up all the ovens, replacing a condenser on one of his coolers, a part-time job at the front counter of Biddy's bakery, and an invite to the beer league he captains. It wasn't the NHL or even D1 team he dreamed of while struggling to save up money for college, but it was hockey, and all the guys on the team were great. Plus, there's the fact that about half of them were queer, and nobody batted an eye after Dex came out during his second year on the team. So yeah, it wasn't exactly what he expected when he decided he had saved up enough and finally moved away from his family. But one more summer on his uncle's boat, staying in his parents' basement and only hanging out with his siblings and cousins would have suffocated him. At least his summers in Boston had a lot fewer hours spent on fishing boats, but he's still counting down the days until it starts to cool off and he can spend more time at the rink. It was the first farmer's market of the year, and while it wasn't as hot as it will get in the peak of the summer, Dex was still hot and tired, and he couldn't help it if he was a bit snippy to the last customer. They were out of strawberry rhubarb pie, and no, he couldn't just magically make more appear. "Why don't you go take a walk? I can handle them for 15. Biddy said with a look that meant Dex better take him up on the suggestion or face his wrath. "I'll be back in 10. Dex grabs a bottle of water out of the cooler and leaves their booth to make a lap around the market. He makes notes of some of the new vendors to tell Biddy about later. He's about to turn around and head back to the booth when he spots an unusual vendor. There's no tent or big table full of goods, just a small table big enough for an antique typewriter, a small stack of paper, and a vase of wildflowers. A sign on the front of the table reads, "On the Spot Poetry, $5, and the table is manned by one of the hottest guys Dex had ever seen. Even though he's sitting, Dex knows he's tall. He's got dark curly hair hidden under a green beanie and impressive muscles under his t-shirt. Dex stops in his tracks. The poet asks his current customer for a name and a few other details and then gets to work. The click-clack of the typewriting breaks the spell over Dex as he promptly turns around and heads back to the booth before he spends the rest of the morning hovering by his table. Dex makes it back to the booth with a slight smile still on his face. Biddy gives him a curious glance, but before he has a chance to ask, they are bombarded by customers again and get back to work. By the time they are all out of pies and scones and only have a few cookies left, the majority of the other vendors are also starting to pack up, if they haven't already left yet. Dex sends a quick glance towards the spot where the poet had been set up to find it empty. Maybe next week. The summer continues on, and every week Dax finds himself taking a break somewhere during their time at the market to make his way over to the poet, only to watch from a distance while he smiles and talks to his customers before getting to work and typing out a quick poem. Dax doesn't even know if his poetry is any good. He hasn't built up the courage to buy one himself, but he stops for 5 minutes, takes in the view, and then continues on his way back to his booth to finish helping Biddy with the pies. The poet never seems to stick around afterwards, always scurrying off before Dax has a chance to say anything, like he would even know what to say. Dax finds his way back to their booth. It's slightly chilly today and the crowds are a lot thinner than usual. Biddy is in a sweatshirt, cursing the slight breeze. Did you ask him for a poem yet? Dax gives Biddy a shocked look. He hasn't once mentioned the poet to Biddy. Don't give me that look. You take the same route on every break and come back with a starry-eyed look on your face. Dax just scoffs. Plus, I can see you through the gap between Gloria and Jessica's stalls, and I know for a fact you're not eyeing them up. Biddy finishes with a smirk and goes to help the next customer. Dax glances that way, and sure enough, through the gap he can see his hiding spot, just a booth down from the poet. He chuckles to himself and gets back to work. They'll talk about it later. As expected, when they go to pack up for the day, Biddy brings it up again. So are you just going to stare at him all summer, or will you make a move one of these days? I don't know, Dax moans, but look at him. He's gorgeous and probably super smart, and who knows if he's even into guys. What would he want with a guy like me? William Poindexter, you are a catch, and any guy would be lucky to have you.
Any guy? Really, Biddy? What? I had a crush on you the first time you came to fix my stove. All handy and polite. If it wasn't for Jack... Sure, sure. Dax is fully blushing now. But I don't think he has a stove that needs fixing. It never hurts to ask.
Over the next few weeks, Dax tells himself he will at least ask for a poem, if nothing else. He has a $5 bill in his pocket and psychs himself up the whole way to the booth. The first week, he runs headfirst into a kid, spilling their lemonade all over both of them. Dex is sticky and irritated the rest of the day. The second week, the poet's line is so long it starts 3 stalls over, and Dex definitely doesn't have the time to wait. The third week, they are so busy, Dax doesn't get a chance for a break until Biddy starts to pack up, and by the time he makes it over to the poet, he is already packed up and gone for the day. Dax is going crazy. At this rate, it will be next summer before he has a chance to talk to his poet. Maybe that will give him some time to study up on poetry and have some knowledge to impress him. No, he needs to do it this summer. He can and he will. The universe is definitely against him. That Saturday, he was feeling really good. He and Biddy finished early with their farmer's market prep, and Dex was just about to turn in for the night when his phone rang. Biddy, I told you I already triple-checked the van. We are ready to go for tomorrow. Dex answers without looking. It's not like anyone else would be calling him at the moment. Hello to you too, William.
comes a voice he was least expecting. Oh, sorry. Hey, Mom. I thought you'd be Biddy.
I gathered that. I'm sorry to call on such short notice, but your brother got engaged last night and we were hoping to have the whole family up tomorrow for lunch to celebrate.
But tomorrow is Sunday. I know. You've got your market with the bakery, but someone else can fill in for you just this once, right, Will? We haven't seen you since Easter.
Sure. There were a few other employees who could probably fill in for him, and Jack was known to help out in a pinch, but there were only a handful of weekends left before the summer was over, and Dex would lose his shot with the poet.
Okay, I guess. Let me double-check with Biddy, and I can leave in the morning.
Great. Can't wait to see you, Will. Love you.
Love you too, Mom. It's not that Dex doesn't love his family. He does. They are just very loud and there are so many of them, and Dex would much prefer seeing them all one-on-one instead of getting the whole Poindexter clan together at once. Plus, with all the excitement of his brother's engagement, everyone is now asking Dex when he's going to settle down, as if he's ever had a boyfriend long enough to even mention to his family. But with all this talk of weddings and love, Dex is constantly thinking of his poet and the chance he is currently missing to finally talk to him. Dex finds his favorite cousin Becca out on the back porch once they are finished with lunch. They were the closest in age and came out to each other the night after they graduated high school, walking home slightly tipsy from a party at the senior class president's house.
"What's got you so in the dumps, Billy?"
He'd been trying not to let his sadness show, but Becca could always see straight through him. "There's this guy."
"Oh?"
"It's nothing really," Dex continues. "I haven't even got the nerve to talk to him yet. But today I was hopefully going to do it, and John had to go and ruin it with his stupid engagement."
"If you're this woke up, it doesn't sound like nothing to me. Plus, any guy would be lucky to have you."
"But what if I make a fool of myself? Or he turns out to be straight, or hates freckles?"
"I honestly doubt that would happen. But if it does, you pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and find another guy that is 10 times hotter and loves freckles."
"That's not possible."
"Sure it is."
"No, Bex. He's the hottest guy I've ever seen. There's no 10 times hotter. Trust me."
The next weekend, Dex is ready. He's going to do it today. He's got his $5 bill. His confidence is through the roof, thanks to the pep talk from Becca. There's no line at the poet's booth. Everything is going perfectly.
"I missed you last week."
Dex had not planned for this. He was so ready to say, "Hey, I'm Will. I'd like a poem, please." He forgot that his poet might talk to him first.
"What?" "You're from Biddy's Bakery, right? I tried to stop by last week and you weren't there."
"You stopped by?"
"I tried to stop by every week, but you always seem to be busy. I was hoping to catch you one of these weeks."
Dex can't believe it. Had he really never noticed?
Sorry,
"Excuse me, are you getting a poem or not?" Dex glanced behind him and realized as he was talking to the poet, whose name he still hadn't gotten, a line had formed and was getting impatient.
Yeah, Dex stuttered, turning back to the other man. I'll take a poem, please.
This one's on the house, he said, pulling an envelope out of his pocket and handing it to Dex. Dex mutters a thanks before the poet is turning to the next customer in line and Dex scurries back to his own booth. Dex finally gets a chance to open the envelope towards the end of the market. Inside the envelope contains several sheets of paper, one from each of the markets so far that summer, with a short poem, all signed Derek. Derek. He finally has a name. Dex starts to read the poems and is quickly overwhelmed. Each one, only a couple of lines, but full of wonderful words about his hair, his eyes, his kindness, his everything. Dex knows he can't let him get away and immediately comes up with a plan. Turns out, Biddy has known all along that Dex's crush on Derek was requited and for once decided not to meddle. At least, not too much. He did, however, keep track of Derek's favourite pie flavours, so Dex could make him a pie, with only a little help from Biddy. Using fresh peaches they just happened to receive from Biddy's family in Georgia, and blackberries from the nice farmer a few stalls down, who always lets them trade scones for fresh fruit. Dex plans to deliver the pie and his number first thing so he doesn't chicken out as the day goes on, but when he looks to where Derek's table has been all summer, he finds the spot empty. Maybe he's running late? Dex keeps an eye on the spot all morning, his mood getting more and more sour as the day goes on, and Derek isn't there. Was he embarrassed by the poems? Did he change his mind? What if something happened and now he'll never know if they could have been good together? You're gonna scare away the customers if you keep sulking like that. Leave it to Biddy to always get him out of his head.
I know, I know.
Go take a break before we have no customers left.
Fine. Back in 10.
With one last glance towards where Derek's table should be and not finding anything, Dex takes off in the opposite direction, hoping to clear his head and forget about Derek and the poems and the pie. He only gets a few steps away before running into a solid wall of muscle.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't...
Hey! I was just coming to find you.
Derek! But your spot's empty.
Yeah, I had a thing, but I realized I never got your name or number and couldn't let you get away.
Will.
Will?
Yeah, that's my name, or I guess most people call me Dex.
Dex?
Yeah, it's a hockey nick.
Dex is suddenly cut off by lips against his own, and before he can get with it and kiss back, Derek's already pulling away.
Sorry, I had to shut you up.
Oh, okay. Dex is positive he's as red as his hair.
I just... really wanted to ask you on a date, and you wouldn't shut up and let me ask you, so I had to.
This time it's Dex that cuts Derek off with a kiss.
Dex, I'm very happy for y'all, but I could use your help over here. Biddy calls from their booth,
which now has a line that spans several booths.
I should probably go,
Dex says with a nod of his head towards the booth.
Yeah, probably.
Dex is about to turn to leave when he suddenly remembers. The pie!
Pie?
He doesn't respond. He rushes back to grab the pie for Derek that was supposed to secure him the date he somehow already secured. Careful this time not to run into anyone with the pie in hand, Dex rushes back to Derek.
Here, I made this for you. My number's in there. You should text me about that date.
Chill. I definitely will.
I should really get back.
Dex presses one more kiss to Derek's lips before hurrying back to help Biddy out with the massive line that has accumulated in his absence. As much as Dex claims to hate summers, he can't deny that he's been eagerly awaiting the return of summer and with it, the farmer's market that's brought him and Nursie together. Turns out, they have a few more things in common than spending Sunday mornings in the summer heat building up the courage to talk to their crushes. Hockey being the most significant thing they had in common. But ever since their respective seasons ended, Dex couldn't wait to go back to where it all started and spend his summer being distracted by the cute poet. The end.